Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Solari Report. We have invited Dr. Gerald Pollack to initiate our series of interviews about water as we are at the Solari preparing our next annual wrap-up on the theme of water in all of its aspects and in the wide variety of realities that connect with water that is so basic to everything on this planet and in life. Dr. Gerald Pollack is a professor of bioengineering at the University of Washington, Seattle, where he still maintains a laboratory and conducts groundbreaking scientific studies that are changing our understanding of physics and biology or life. All of his three most important books won Distinguished and Excellence Awards. In 1990, his book, Muscles and Molecules, Uncovering the Principles of Biological Motion, in it he describes how muscles contract and relax, and which was already based on a recognition that cellular water plays a role. And this led to the 2006 publication of Cells, Gels, and the Engines of Life, A New Approach to Cell Function, which details the role of cell water and the gel-like state of the cytoplasm, something that Solari subscribers have studied with me in the wave genome and the quantum holography of DNA. And this culminated in 2013 in the publication of The Fourth Phase of Water, Beyond Solid, Liquid, and Vapor, in which Dr. Pollack describes the discovery that water is not always H2O, but also occurs in a fourth phase of structured water with a chemical formula of H3O2. And all of this is ultimately will be our topic today. Needless to say, something as fundamental as water leads to all kinds of areas of physics, biology, engineering, and even consciousness that we are going to address.
Okay, so what is the fourth phase of water? To start with, we know there are three phases of water, right? The solid, liquid, and vapor. And I think the fourth phase is somewhere closest maybe to a liquid or in between a liquid and a solid. So in a solid, all the molecules are connected to one another in the form of ice. Mm-hmm. In the liquid, the molecules are randomly disposed, bouncing around a fierce number of times per second or per millisecond or even femtosecond. In easy water, or fourth phase water, I'll explain later why we call it easy water sometimes. Mm-hmm. The molecules are in a structured state, an ordered state, and it's kind of like a crystal, or you might say a liquid crystal. This has, of course, there are a lot of properties of it, which I can and will discuss. But one of the important features of this is that it's the kind of water that fills your cell. Now, if you read the textbooks, you'll find that what fills the cell is liquid water. And the way you can dispel that false notion, very simply, is to take a razor blade, if you're brave enough, and cut yourself. And if you cut yourself, if the cells are filled with liquid water, the liquid water would come out as from a breached water pipe. It doesn't. That's not the case.
How do you suggest that we can increase the easy water, the fourth phase of water, in our lives, in our bodies? It's obviously a part of health. Is it possible to drink easy water, or can we find waters that are more filled with easy than others?
Yes, all of the above. So first, I'll quickly go through six expedients. There are more that can build easy water in your cells.